540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Milwaukee judge was part of the panel that tossed out Wisconsin's congressional map challenge yesterday. The three judges said they didn't have the legal authority to rule on whether the map is fair or not. One of the judges was Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Mark Sanders. The decision means the current district lines, which Democrats say favor Republicans, stay in place for now. The case could still go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Milwaukee County drivers will soon see lane changes and detours in another area. The new work starts next week at the 43 and Beecher Street interchange. The governor signed off on a $5 million project to rebuild the interchange and replace the current ramp design with a traditional diamond layout. The full interchange, including the ramps and the road under the interstate, will be closed during construction, but detour signs will be posted. That work is expected to be finished by late fall. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A jury has been seated in the case of a slain Milwaukee police officer. Jury selection wrapped up yesterday morning, a process that began Monday and ended with 14 jurors, including two alternates. The court took a quick recess before prosecutors started laying out their case, including calling several law enforcement officers to take the stand. Prosecutors allege 23-year-old Tremaine Jones opened fire on Officer Kendall Quarter last June after officers responded to a report of a man with a gun. Quarter was shot at the scene and died 3 days later at the hospital. Milwaukee is looking at a possible street name change after sexual abuse allegations against Cesar Chavez led to canceled events across the country. City leaders are now considering changing Cesar Chavez Drive back to South 16th Street. Common Council President Jose Perez says he'll work to bring the proposal to the Department of Public Works meeting next Thursday before sending it to the full Common Council. The latest census numbers show a split picture for Southeast Wisconsin. Milwaukee County is shrinking while the suburbs keep growing. Over the past 5 years, the seven-county Milwaukee region added fewer than 1,400 residents total, even as Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties all gained population. Milwaukee County lost about 15,000 residents, and the report says fewer people are moving in from other countries than before. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection. Adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the Final Four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town Contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and it was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And you know, I with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says his guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain and thunderstorms on the way tonight and tomorrow. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more likely through tomorrow. And we could have a few strong to severe thunderstorms tomorrow as well. Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, 40. Tonight, rain develops, will drop to 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.